We are learning Mesechtes Menachos Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots. The two dots are six lines from the top. Koytzer l'shachas u'maychel l'behema. Send a mishnah chiddush that even though you can't be koytzer, and you've been koytzer from a field that's royal oimer, but if you koytzer the shachas when it's still small and you give it to the behema, you're doing it for the behema. Presumably, we'll see. It's not dafka to the behema. It's not called a ktsira. The ktsira shachas is not called a ktsira. And therefore, it's not a problem of ksartim as ksira. That's be reish ksirchem. That's be reish ksirchem because it's not called something that's royal to Adam. It's not something that's royal for Omer. It's something that's too small, and therefore, there's no problem with ksira. It's not called. It doesn't have a shame ksira on it. So when we get into the sugi over here, if koytzel shachas is called a ksira or not, Tanah also we bring a mishnah in Maseches Peah about Peah. Every field, you have to take off peah. Peah means you leave a corner of the field for the aniyim, and every field needs this. Now, what makes something two fields? Picture you're driving down the highway, and you see on the right side a bunch of huge cornfields, or whatever type of field it is, wheat field, and it goes for miles and miles. Is that one field or two fields? And the afkamin is, do I have to take off peah on each field, or just one? One for 4 miles, there's a wheat field, take one peah, how does it work? What makes something two and one? It goes with the state borders. Well, what makes it two? So that's the Mishnah discusses. Be'ilum hafsikin lepeah. The following things make a hefsik separate fields, make it two fields. What are the separations? Hanachal, if you have a stream, vashluis, you have a big puddle. V'derech hayochid, you have a road of a yochid, v'derech harabim, or a road of a rabim, which is 69 miles wide. V'shvila rabim, even a pathway of the rabim, v'shvila yochid, a pathway of yochid. But those have a tenai. Hakavu v'yizcham v'yizcham. They have to always be available. But if you close them down in the winter because you have to plant there, then it's not called a shvila yochid, it's not called a separation. V'habur, if you have an empty field in between, a fallow field in between, that also makes it into two fields. That's a hefsik, that's a separation between two fields. V'anir, if you have a plowed field in between the two wheat fields, that also makes it separate. Vizera, before I said corn, corn's a mistake because there's no peah by Yerek. Vizera, and vabur vanir, vizera achar, if it's a different type of zera, which means you have wheat, in the middle of the wheat, you have barley. So then that's also, or you have corn for the same price. That'll be mafsik, the two wheat fields. And zok rameya, not a chiddush, but koitzil shachas mafsik, div rameya. That means I cut now, I decided I broke my tractors one day, and I cut the middle of the field for shachas. You know what I just did? I'm a chayav peah on both sides now. I'm a chayav peah on both sides because koytzel shachas is called a hefsik. The Chum say no. But Chum Emrim ain't mafsik. It's not called a hefsik. You know why it's not called a hefsik? Because let's say I stop being koytzel in my field regular. I'm going to say, oh, now I'm in a hefsik? Of course not. That's part of the ksira. It says shachas is part of the seidah hakatsira, he says. And the only way it becomes a hefsik is elam kecharash. And I plowed it up now. No, now I have a plowed field in between. Ooh, that's a very different story. Then I already passed the ksira. Now it became now a separation. Then it'll become a separation. So like this. Remeh holds koytzel shachas is mafsik because it's not called a ktsira. Chum says it's called a ktsira. And therefore only kecharash does it make it into two fields. So that is Remeh Yashita. So I'm a rabbi bachana. We'll get back to Mishnah in a second because we're going to say, is Remeh like which shita in our Mishnah? So right now we're assuming shachas means even if it's giyah shlish already. That's what we're assuming right now in the Mishnah in Masechtas Peah. Even a giyah shlish, Remeya says, koytzel shachas is nothing. It's not called a ktsir, and therefore it's called a hefsik. Amra b'chan Rav Yechanan, Remeya, Rav Shita is Rav Shimon, Amra. Remeya is going according to Rav Shimon. The Amar, he says, yakser v'yachel, af mishav v'yashlish. You don't have to be a shlish. It's not a problem of reishis ktsirchem. Why? It's not called a ksira. And that's Ramei holds also. We're assuming Ramei holds even by a shlish. Ramei holds shachas is not called ksira. And that's like Rav Shimon Shita in our Mishnah, that koitzel shachas is not called a ksira. And therefore, soon after minutes, first of all, it makes it into two fields. And second of all, there's no problem of oimer because it's not called a ksira. Yosef Rabba v'kom alo shmaitza. Rabba said over the shmaitza that Rabbi Yechanan said that Ramei is going like Rav Shimon. Eisver of Acha Bahuna l'Rava, as you akasha. Says over here in the Tosefta like this. Ochla Chagov, if the Chagov ate the Tua right down the middle of this field, or Kasumu Namalim, or the Namalim ate from the roots, they're both the same type of idea, just grasshoppers eat from the top and ants eat from the bottom. Shavros HaRuach, the Ruach broke down all that Tua. What's the now? You have a big bald spot in the middle of the field. Is that making two fields or not? How do you look at this? It wasn't done by Ktsiro, it was done by Chagov. So I think it's even worse. I'm saying it's even more of a hefsek. But it says over here, no. Hakol moedim, everyone agrees, charash mafsik, le charash mafsik. Only if the charash is mafsik. Nah, it's not mafsik, kapella. Even though it's done idea the insects, still, it's not considered a hefsek. It's still considered part of the ksira, unless you make a charash. Who's hakol moedim? Obviously, Rameir. Hakol moedim, not Rameir. Even Rameir holds that koitzel shachas is called a hefsek. Here he's moed, it's not called a hefsek. So it makes no sense. You have to say pshat like this. If you learn that the Mishnah and Peah is not a shlish, and that's what makes it koitzel shachas, it's not a ksiro, because it's not a shlish, and this brisa is talking about shlish, then it's good. Of and brisa the charash in loy charash loy. And the brisa of chag of the shlish is good. And like basically means if he holds a grab Yehuda of our Mishnah, it's good. But Eli Armas is not Mishnah Shlish, and he holds a grab Shimon. If you say the Mishnah and Peah is even by Shlish, he holds a grab Shimon and Koyt Shach and not called Ktsira, so it makes no sense. Hashto, Oma Hashem the Ktsira. It's a Koyt Zayde Adam. Amor Rameir, Lo Yishma Ktsira is not called a Ktsira. Hachal Lekalshkein, but a Chagav Lekalshkein? So there's no way in the world you can say the Rameir holds that if it's a Shlish and a Koyt Shachas, that it's called two fields for Peah. He holds even by Chagav is not called two fields for Peah. So how can you say this? There's no way he holds like that. Ella, you have to say, Rameh Shisha Rehuda Amra. And he holds the difference between Shlish and more than a Shlish. Dama Sa'im Isab is man Shehishchil Achelo Hevi Shlish. If I started the Ksir before Shlish, then it's not considered a Ksir. Am Hishchil Achelo Hevi Shlish, Osir, it's called a Ksir. So right now the plan is like this. That Rameir holds a Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah, and Rameir holds that the difference between less than a shlish and more than a shlish. Less than a shlish is koitzel shachas, not called ksira. More than a shlish is called ksira. So by Peah, the Mishnah and Peah, it's less than a shlish, that's what's called a hefsek. By the Chagav, it's not called a hefsek because it's more than a shlish. More than a shlish already, it's like a part of a ksira process. Unless you do charash, it's not called a bald spot unless you do charash. So that's what we're answering. Rameir holds a Rav Yehuda. So, frankly, when I cast like this, what are you talking about? Eimer the Shamalei the Rav Yehuda lebehema laadam shamalei. Rameir in the Mishnah and Peah is saying, "Even if I cut it for Adam, and lechayra, Rav Yehuda only allowed and said that it's not called a ktsira, even by less than a shlish, only if it's done for a behema. Eimer the Shamalei Rav Yehuda lebehema laadam shamalei. Dimkein avlu tlas tanoi. He says, "I have to say Rav Yehuda holds." That it's only Lebehema. Even though Rehuda didn't say the words Lebehema in the Mishnah, but the Tanakhama did. The way we had a Mishnah is like this. It says, Koitzer l'shachas el maichel Lebehema. Om Rav Yehuda, im esai v'zman shemaschel atchlo yevi shlish. So, was Rehuda talking about Adam or Behema? So we don't want to say he's talking about Adam, because come up with three machlekes, that the Tanakhama holds, you have to maichel Lebehema. Rehuda says, as long as it's less than a shlish, but you give it, even for Adam. And Rav Shimon says, even more than a shlish, maybe even for Adam, like Rashi says, even more than Adam. But there'll be three shittas. And we don't want to say that, you know why? Because Rav Yehuda says, Eimasai, in the Mishnah. Eimasai means that you are explaining the Tanakhama. You're explaining the Tanakhama. This is what Rashi says over here, explains Pshat Na Gemara. It says, Eimasai. So it can't be third time. So the Kash is basically like this. How can you say, Rami Holzer, Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda, you're right, says there's a chilek between less than a shlish and more than a shlish. The only problem is, Rameir and Peah is talking about even koitzel Adam. And Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah, so we're daf koitzel Behema, like the Tanakhama said. So we have a problem now. Rameir can't be like Rav Yehuda. So who is like Rameir like? Which Tana is Rameir like? I don't know why he can't be like himself, but we want to find a Tana like Rameir. Elo, ki osa Rav Dimi, Omar, Rameir b'shidu rekiwa Rabbi Amram. Rav Meir is going like his Revi, Rabbi Akiva. Rav Meir is one of those five students of Rabbi Akiva, and you know Shimon Chai and Rav Meir and others. So he's saying like his Revi, Rabbi Akiva, who says that Afla Adam Nami Le'ev Aktira. For Adam also is not Aktira, and Rav Meir is saying it Dafka with less than a shlish. But Adam also not Aktira. The Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Peah, Mishnah like this: Hamenam is Soda V'Shav V'Klachem Lachem. If someone started cutting part of his field, now it looks like a manumer. He left some kolachim lachim. Rabbi Kiva and Peah kolachim echad. Now you need Peah for each one because those bald spots separate the field now. Separate the field. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. It's still called one field. But Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel explains, L'chayav Rabbi Akiva elbum numer l'kolios. It's only if you are cutting those l'kloyos, which is not for regular wheat. You're using it for kloyos, which is similar, and which is talking about less than a shlish. It didn't grow a shlish. And I'm using it for making small roasted kernels. So Rabbi Akiva is saying like this. Let's explain it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, that if it's less than a shlish, it's not called a katsira, and that was what makes it a bald spot. Aval b'menumah l'oitzer, if it's already grew a shlish, and you're being menumah l'oitzer to store the wheat and everything, then he didn't say it. So if you stop right now, it's very geshmak. Ramei holds a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is mechavtin more than a shlish, less than a shlish. He says if it's kloyos, then it's a hefsik. If it's la'oitzer, it's a hefsik. And like Tosis explains in the bottom, was the Tosis klar, bottom Tosis, hainu lo'ya v'yashlish. The Ramei lo'ya v'yashlish, Ari. When I'm la'oitzer, hainu v'yashlish. That's what I'm learning right now. Oitzer is shlish, and kloyos is less than a shlish. So beautiful. So Ramei goes like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. But the Mar's a problem with that, ain't he? But you also Rav and Om Rabbi Yechanon, mechayev o'yirah Rabbi Akiva, after menum la'oitzer. That Robin said, "Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Akiva was mechayiv, even not like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, even Nula Oitzer. Then you have a problem. Who's Rabbi Meir like? Because even Rabbi Akiva holds, even Nula Oitzer, it's still called a bald spot. And we know that we know it has to be Rabbi Meir holds a chilul shlish and a shlish. How do we know from Chagav? From Chagav, we know it has to be a chilul shlish and less than a shlish. From Chagav, we know." So tomorrow, you're right. So l'kavase b'chada, apolag b'chada. Rabbi Meir holds like him on one thing, and argues him on another thing. He holds like him by loya v'yashlish, and argues him by more than shlish. But loya v'yashlish, he holds like him. That's what he says. And it's really, he could have said, Peshitus Rav Shimon also, like that Tyson points out. Rav Shimon Rav Mishli. He holds like him of less shlish, and he holds like him more than shlish. See one or two more Gemaras, just a thing. That very good smack. Remember, in the Tiyos, we had two pshatim in the Tiyos. Either koitzer b'nei atiyos means because it's not good tefua, and it's also ruining the tefua, that's a lot of tefua. Or pshat is, the Tiyos is at kalayim. And then oval, the beis medrash was, clearly we needed space for the oval, space for the beis medrash. My time, a katsir chamarachmarav, like katsir mitzvah. Enough for katsir mitzvah. And oval and beis medrash is katsir mitzvah. Now, the problem is, the first thing, is that mitzvah or not? Zok the Heli Garashi, my timer, a oval ubeis medrash koi. Then a tia is nafkalon kadel, makam shiata maybe at the koi, may say, ilan, maybe I'm a kadamina. Zok Rashi, a list of the priest lael makayim, it's good on tia is. So come like this. The Gemara says, it's for a mitzvah. That's mutter. Mitzvah means it's not for your own good, it's for a mitzvah. So if you're learning Rashi's first pshat in a tia is, so this, my time is only going on a second two, on oval ubeis medrash. But if you learn like the second pshat Rashi, you can go all three on a tia is. One more Gemara. It says, "V'loyase kriicha is avnichem tzafsin." That even when you're cutting for the base of a base medrash, you have to take it easy. You can't make bundles. Now, why not? Why not? They let you do it. Why can't I do it? My time, the command of Epsilon Techino. Because the command of Epsilon Techino. Now, what's beside these words? So the Brisker Rav learns like this, that you have to make a shinoi. You have to make a shinoi that I'm not doing a full job. This is why I remember not to eat it. Go worry, you might come to eat it if we have to do up as a shinoi. The other Mepharshim say a little bit, tiny bit different. They say the reason is, and the Gemara's language sounds very much like this, Kam Efsel Techina means the more you work with something, the bigger chance you come to eat it. So don't work so much with it. Because the more you work with something, the more you come to eat it. And that's the pshat, why it says, Kam Efsel Techina.